The deal covers six locations around Sitka, including village sites at Sea Lion Cove, Krugloy Point, Hoonah Sound, and Point Craven. It also covers petroglyphs in Sinitsin Cove and Sitco Creek. Those five sites already belong to the Regional Native Corporation. The sixth location is at Redoubt Falls. Acreage there has been selected by Sea Alaska, but is still in the conveyance process. The agreement won't apply to that site until the land is conveyed. It's effective immediately for the other five.
We're going to own it, but they're going to manage it for their benefit.
State Senator Albert Kukesh is the chairman of the board for Sea Alaska Corporation.
All of these sacred sites are going to be in Sea Alaska's ownership, but only because we're the only train at the station that can get this as a congressional legislation. So we want to give it back to the tribes in some form, and the only form that we can give it back to them is a use agreement.
The deal with the Sitka tribe is the second that Sea Alaska has made with the tribal government. The first was in Kasan. Other agreements are in the works with organizations near Haines, Heidelberg, and Hoonah. Under the Sitka deal, the tribe's management must be consistent with traditional cultural practices. That includes fishing and fish processing by tribal citizens, gathering bark, berries, and other materials for cultural use, providing continual access to the sites for the tribe and the clans, and more. Rosita Worrell is president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which will work with the tribe to develop a management plan.
You have to maintain, you know, the sanctity of it, how it was used in the past. You can't, if they have the management of it, they can't do any commercial development of it. It has to follow the law. So the law says that it's a historic site, and so it has to be protected as a historic site.
Sea Alaska has legislation pending before Congress for the conveyance of sites throughout the panhandle. Now, those are separate from the ones included in the agreement signed Saturday. But during the debate over the current bill, concerns were raised by some that local tribal governments didn't have enough say-so in how the sites were managed. Kukesh says this agreement, even though it's separate from the current legislation, should assuage some of those concerns.
If they decided they want to have public visitations of that site, Sea Alaska's not going to say, no, you can't do that. No, it's going to be their management decisions.
Ted Wright is the general manager of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. He says the deal signed with Sea Alaska over the weekend is good for both the Regional Native Corporation and the tribal government.
There's always a concern when it comes to protecting lands that are within our traditional jurisdiction. But the fact of the matter is the corporation owns the land, and if we can work together to manage the land, then that's a win-win.
Sea Alaska Corporation, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the Sitka Tribe have 30 days to change their minds. After that, any changes in how the sites are managed must be reached by another negotiated agreement. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.